All right, very good, Jeff. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Yeah, you mentioned the battery in the RV. That's one thing. Mine just has the normal deep cycle, the wet cell, and I take that out every winter also, stick that in the basement and put it on the maintain charger to keep it from going dead. The power supply controller and whatever in my RV does have a switch on it where I can convert it and switch it over to lithium. It's just the price of those lithium batteries, 100 amp hour, whatever you have, whatever you need for the RV, they're still quite pricey, so I'll hold off on that until the wet cell that came with it dies, and then we'll switch over to the lithium probably. But yeah, much better for the solar and energy storage and weight and everything else. So good job on that. Thanks, Jeff, and 7-3. Next up, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and stand by Bob. And Ron, if you could answer Minnie's question there on the Aries breakfast this year, go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike. Well, the plan for this year, I haven't called or anything yet because it's way too early, is back out to Freeland, to the riverside out there. They're really the only place that has a back room that we could meet in and have the awards breakfast. So that is the plan as of right now. Unless I'm not able to get it, then all bets are off at this point. But that's the plan at the moment. So I won't be calling in probably for another couple of more weeks to give them time at least and that to do that. So that's the plan. And yeah, Mike, I was over last week, put the cover on my camper out at the storage lot, and I noticed yours was gone. So I said, well, you must have it at your house working on it before winter. So when I pull in, I looked over, and it's kind of like, okay, it's not there. So, but I did. I got the cover on mine. Everything was good. Unfortunately, I hadn't touched it since field day. When I came home, it parked in the driveway, and then I ended up taking it right back out. So hopefully everything with all the summer rains and all that are good. I will find out in the spring when I'm able to get it back home and take a look at it. So I'm crossing my fingers that it didn't need to be caulked or anything else. I caulked it last year, the whole thing with marine caulk, and when I looked at it, it seemed to be okay. But you know how moisture is. One little hole someplace can ruin a lot of things, so that's for sure. But yeah, for me, for the rest of the week, I've been I've been working on reports. I will send out the harmonic tomorrow. I finished that up today, and the board meetings, they are up on the KADAC website right now, but I will send them out in the email tomorrow. I was working tonight. I got out my public service honor roll report. I got out the two net reports for last month to get those sent in the state. And I've got tomorrow I'll finish up with, hopefully, the report that has to go to state for the monthly report. So the first part of the month here, I have to have all of them in by the 8th in order to get them done, and we'll be the 4th tomorrow. So lots of reports at the beginning of the month to get done. Plus, I'm coming up to the end of the year. I've got all the ARRL reports to get in. So there are multiple pages of those to do. So always fun time of the year. Plus, getting ready for the awards banquet to get all the numbers together for those so we can get the awards handed out for those as well. So lots of things going on here at the end of the week. And let me break for a second. I've been testing the solar mesh-tastic device. It's just been sitting on a table out back, but I finally got it in place. It is up on the roof, and the bracket that came with it is required to have quite a large pipe, so the only pipe that I had large enough to mount it to was one of my vent pipes for the house. So it is mounted about a foot and a half above roof level, or not above roof level, basically above, yeah, roof, but not above the peak. It's below peak, but it's up on the roof. It's mounted, pointed toward the, basically the sun, and kind of a little more toward the southwest a little bit. We are going to test it for the winter. We'll see how it does, how the batteries hold up before I put it up at any other location. So if I do have to do anything on it, either one of them that I have, it's not going to get done until spring on it. And I thought I had a problem with my home unit. I couldn't connect to it on Saturday. And I went up and opened the box, got up on the roof, opened the box. Everything was working. Everything looked like what it, you know, doing what it's supposed to be doing. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know what's going on. I powered cycled it a couple of times. It came back up. All the display and everything worked. And then finally later in the day, all my devices connected to it again. And it connected to it tonight. So I don't know. It just got a glitch, I guess, on it. But they are all up and running. And I'm able to hit quite a few. I'm able to hit Rick. I hit Fred. I was able to hit Dave DW from both the home station and the shorter antenna on the solar. So those are getting some a little more activity on them and that. So thanks for doing the net, Mike. I'll be here at the end, KC8YV up. Back to you.